Hello.
Hello, this is XPO returning the call. Naomi is speaking. How may I assist you?
Who's calling?
This is Naomi returning the call from XPO. My
Oh,
assistant
yeah.
has requested this callback.
Yes, okay, this is concerning my delivery today. I want to check and make sure that my ovens have been picked up and are on the truck because I was supposed to get them last week. They called me and told me they're going to deliver them, and then they never even picked them up. And never let me know until they were beyond the delivery time that they weren't even coming that day. So I'm calling today to find out and make sure that I get the item that I asked for and that it is on the truck and out for delivery.
May I have your zip code to where services are being provided at?
89134.
Last name in the order?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Last name on the order?
Magri.
Linda is the first name?
Yes, it is.
May you confirm the location?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Can you confirm your address, please?
2329 Flower Spring Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89134.
Okay, your time frame is from 1 to 3, so your item has not been picked up yet. So I cannot confirm whether they have it on the truck or not. So they have not arrived to the warehouse to pick up your the second shipment on their order. So I can confirm that with you, ma'am.
Okay, this is going to really piss me off.
Ma'am.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's supposed to be.
Not supposed to be, ma'am. Your time frame is 1 to 3. So the technician has not arrived to the warehouse to pick up their second load. They're still working on their first load. Once that order is done, they go back to the warehouse to pick up their afternoon schedule. So, again, they have not picked up yet. But I cannot confirm with you whether or not it's on the truck or will be picked
up. That was not explained to me. We were told that they would be picking up first thing in the morning and putting everything on the truck in the order that which would be delivered because it's going to take about 2 or 3 hours to install my ovens.
Ma'am, your time is 1 to 3. So they will
I know it's
location.
1 to 3. I understand that.
So how the driver is going to do their truck, that's how their discretion is going to be. If they have a lot of orders on their first shift that they cannot take their afternoon shift at this time, they're not going to take it. They will have to go back to the warehouse, pick up their order, and then start their second shift.
So if I don't get it today, when the hell am I going to get it?
Ma'am, I can't answer what if you're not going to get something. I can't answer that because it has not occurred yet. So we can't give you that answer at this time.
Well, I went through the same thing last week. They told me my order. They called me up the day before and told me my delivery time was 1 to 3. Same time frame. And then they never came. And at about 3:30, quarter of 4, I get a phone call that I'm not even getting the item, and the item was never even picked up. So I'm right back where I was last Tuesday. And you're telling me now that if the morning delivery takes too long, they're not going to pick my stuff up this afternoon.
I didn't say that, ma'am. I didn't say that. That's not what I said. That is not what I said, and calls are recorded. I never said that if the morning shift takes too long. I did not say that. I said they are going to. No, I did not say that the morning shift takes too long. I said that there's not enough room on the truck on their morning schedule. They will have to come back to the store to pick up their second load. So you asked originally,
right, but then
is your
I said,
item. I didn't mean to cut you off since you asked me a question. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, I asked. You said what you just said. And I said, but it's going to take at least a couple of hours for my item to be delivered. If they're doing other stoves and ovens and things like that, each item from the morning shift is going to take the same time. So I said, I don't know exactly how I phrase it, but I said, if it takes too long, what's going to happen to my stuff? And you said
no.
Something similar to that. If they can't get through the morning stuff, they won't pick up the afternoon stuff at all.
That's not what I said, ma'am. I did not say that, ma'am. I didn't say they cannot pick up your... I did not say, first of all, you're assuming that they have all stoves on their first shift. That's what you're assuming, that they have all deliveries of stove on their morning schedule. That's what you just said to me. And that's not true. Because
no, I said my item.
No, that's not what you said.
I said my item was going to be about two hours long. And I said, what if all the other items take that long? What's going to happen to the afternoon shift?
Ma'am, they don't have all items. Some are not scheduled. They have only pickups. They have only just drop-offs. They don't have always installation. Okay, so at this time, your question originally wanted to know, is your item on the truck? And I stated they have not loaded that item yet on the truck. You said you had the same problem last week. We're supposed to have been loaded, and they never did. And you don't want to be left there waiting at the end knowing that the item is not on the truck. And I said I'm unable to give you that answer this time because your time frame starts from 1 to 3. If you'd like to give us a call back around 11:30, 12 o'clock, we'll have a better answer for you to let you know that your item has been loaded.
And if it doesn't get loaded today, do I get it tomorrow?
I can't go by what if it doesn't, ma'am. I can't go by that until it come closer to your time. I can't go by what if it doesn't happen. I can't go by that.
I don't understand why you could not. I mean, I'm sure this is
because I don't
before.
Know. I don't know because I don't know what's. We'll talk about your order, correct?
My order is just part of the whole day's order. Mine isn't exclusive. Mine is just one item of several items that are being delivered today.
Correct.
And I'm asking, I said the same thing happened to me last week, and I'm asking again, if I don't get it again today, when am I going to get it?
And I advise you, ma'am, to get that answer, it would be better for you to call us back more closer around 11:30, 12 o'clock, and we'll have a better answer for you. Because right now your time frame does not start until 1 p.m.
I get that. But what I'm saying is I'm sure this has happened before. Okay. If I don't get it today, do I get it tomorrow?
I cannot answer that question. I can't answer that question this time if something doesn't happen. Okay.
I'm sure it's happened
when
in the past.
Okay, I can't go by that. We're referring to your order, ma'am. I can't go by what other customers' requests for that matter. We would have to bring up everybody else's orders to make sure to see what happened on that matter. So I can't go by that, ma'am, and give
so
you that.
So you're saying that you have never in the past had an item that wasn't delivered and didn't turn around and deliver it the next day?
You're asking me and for me to give? Yes, that is correct. For myself that you're speaking to, yes.
So in your personal experience has been nobody's ever not had their order delivered and they don't get it the next day.
The customers who I've spoken to answer your question again, the customers who I've spoken to, no. I've never had that situation.
So everybody
now, maybe
who
other
spoken to has always had their order
maybe
delivered
other
on
representatives have done, ma'am. I can't answer that. You asked me a question. I just gave you an answer. And I'm sorry it wasn't an answer you're looking
then
for.
Let me rephrase this. I'm not asking about you personally. Your company.
I'm sure the
delivery.
I don't know.
What happens when somebody doesn't get their item delivered? Your company's rules, not an individual person.
Per the company's rule, if the item is not delivered, we go ahead and escalate the matter. At that time, management is the one who will take over that order. Once it gets to a manager, I do not know the results after that matter. But protocol is, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep cutting you off since you keep asking me a question.
No, I was just going to say, I was explaining to you, this already happened to me once before last week.
Okay.
And
now
they put me out another week.
Okay, so now we're going back to your order now. Okay, so once around 11, I advised you earlier, it's better for you to call back maybe around 11 o'clock, 11:30, and we'll have a better answer for you, and we can give you that confirmation.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do. Let me write this in. My daughter made the original call, and you're calling me back. She's at work now, so she can't take the call. Let's see. I take it you're not local. You're at a call center somewhere in the country, right?
That is correct.
Okay. I'm on Pacific time. I don't know where you are, what time it is. It's 9:15 in the morning here, West Coast time. And you're telling me the stuff of this morning has already been picked up and out for delivery right now?
He has a couple of schedules in his morning that he went to pick up in reference to your
order. I said okay.
I know. I'm just trying. Let me get you somebody else, ma'am, because we're having a communication problem. One moment.
We're having a communication problem? You're a fucking asshole.